This video is brought to you by Imprint. Today, Russian troops enter a US military base in Niger. Turkey suspends all trade with Israel, and the UK's Conservatives suffer defeat at the local elections. From TLDR News, this is your daily briefing for Friday, the 3rd of May, 2024. Our main story today is that Russian troops have entered an airbase in Niger that's hosting US troops. This move puts US and Russian troops in very close proximity to one another, raising eyebrows on all sides. The US has been based there to help fight the IS and Al-Qaeda affiliates in the Sahel region of Africa, which is currently experiencing a surge in deadly violence. At the same time, Niger has been a key strategic partner for the US, being the largest recipient of state defense military assistance in West Africa, and has been a critical hub for the US military. However, last July, the military overthrew the government in a coup and took President Mohamed Bazoum hostage. Since seizing power, Niger's junta, like the military rulers in neighbouring Mali and Burkina Faso, have expelled French and other European forces and have turned to Russia for support. Then, last month, following an unannounced visit of a US delegation, the junta revoked a military accord allowing US military personnel and civilian staff on its soil. The junta announced on state television that flights from the US-built airbase were illegal and that it no longer recognized the American military presence in the country. The junta also criticized the US for warning Niger against cooperating with Russia and Iran, saying that Niger has the sovereignty and right to choose its military partners. US troops have also left neighboring Chad in recent days, while French forces have been expelled from Mali and Burkina Faso. In April, Russian military trainers arrived in Niger, and yesterday they entered Niamey's airbase. This development places US and Russian troops in close quarters amidst escalating military and diplomatic rivalry, particularly in regards to the war in Ukraine. However, the Russians won't actually be mixing with US troops. Instead, they'll be using a separate hangar at the airbase. The US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has downplayed risks to American troops and the possibility of Russian troops accessing US military hardware. Russia has been building relations with African nations, pitching itself as an alternative partner with no colonial baggage on the continent. Mali, for instance, has in recent years become one of Russia's closest African allies. The Wagner Group mercenary force has been deployed there to fight jihadist insurgents. There's more on the way, but remember to subscribe and ring the bell for more daily briefing on Monday. Plus, if you want to support the channel, like What About Bob, then consider joining the new TLDR membership program for just $1.99. Turkey has suspended all trade with Israel, citing the worsening humanitarian tragedy in Gaza and saying that trade won't resume until Israel allows an uninterrupted and sufficient flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza. Turkey last month imposed restrictions on the export of 54 categories of product to Israel, including steel, cement, and aviation fuel. But now, Turkey's trade minister says export and import transactions related to Israel have been stopped, covering all products. For context, bilateral trade between the two countries was worth some $7 billion last year. Israel's foreign minister reacted to the news, saying of Turkey's President Erdogan, "This is how a dictator behaves, disregarding the interests of the Turkish people and businessmen, and ignoring international trade agreements." Erdogan has emerged as one of the world's harshest critics of Israeli actions in Gaza since October the 7th, likening Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Hitler, accusing Israel of genocide and describing Hamas as a liberation group, while rejecting the terrorist designation that the likes of the US, EU, UK and others have applied to Hamas. But despite the harsh rhetoric, Erdogan's government initially maintained its trade relationship with Israel in the first few months of the Gaza war, something that put him under domestic political pressure, likely contributing to the eventual restriction of trade. If you're interested in Turkey's history and current relationship with Israel, then check out the video we released recently on the TLDR Global channel. Gangs in Haiti have launched new violent attacks in the capital, Port-au-Prince, following the announcement of the country's new prime minister, with arson and gunfire forcing residents to flee their homes. For context, a new 9-member transitional governing council was sworn in last week, the result of a long, difficult and ongoing political crisis to break Haiti out of its protracted crisis. The council, which took over from now former Prime Minister Ariel Henry, is responsible for leading the country towards new elections and setting the dire security situation in the Caribbean nation. On Tuesday, a majority bloc within the council announced that they would appoint former sports minister Fritz Bellizer as the new prime minister. But this seemingly took the remaining minority on the council by surprise, who said that they were unfamiliar with him. As such, late on Wednesday, the majority bloc on the council seemingly walked back its nomination and said that they would revert to an original agreement to choose a prime minister from a pool of applicants. But Haiti still remains in the grips of a security crisis, with powerful armed gangs controlling much of the capital, demanding a seat at the table and now reportedly stepping up their attacks. Moving to the UK now, where results from a number of different elections are slowly starting to trickle in today. Unfortunately, the results from some of the more speculated about elections will not be released until tomorrow, including both the London mayoral election and the Tees Valley mayoral election. However, we have this morning got results from a handful of council elections and the Blackpool South by-election. And, well, things just aren't looking all that positive for the Conservatives. They've already lost around 100 council seats at the time of writing, and are expected to lose many more in the next day or so. They also lost the Blackpool South by-election, with Labour achieving the third largest swing in a by-election in post-war history. Even worse for the Tories is the fact that they were only around 100 votes ahead of Reform UK, something that will certainly worry them going into the general election campaign. Due to these defeats, there is some speculation that Tory rebels may decide to try and move against Sunak and try and unseat him as leader via a vote of no confidence. Insiders have suggested that if this were to happen, then Sunak would call the election in an attempt to see off the rebels. As things stand, though, such a plan looks unlikely. And finally, we end with the news that a wild orangutan in Indonesia has been observed self-treating a facial wound using a plant with medicinal properties, thought to be the first time that a wild animal has been seen treating itself in this way. The researchers saw the male Sumatran orangutan sustain a facial wound. Then, 3 days after the injury, he selectively ripped off leaves from a species of liana with medicinal properties, chewed on them, and then repeatedly applied the resulting juice onto the facial wound. Then, as a final step, he fully covered the wound with the chewed leaves, like a makeshift bandage, and the wound closed and healed in a month. The lead author of the research said of great apes that they are our closest relatives, and this again points towards the similarities we share with them. We're more similar than we are different. Just like TLDR, Imprint is all about turning complex books and topics into something you can learn quickly, conveniently, and visually. It's super quick, with most lessons taking less than 2 minutes to complete, summarising knowledge from all kinds of topics, using Harvard professors and best-selling authors to teach you key concepts. It's also convenient because it's all housed in their easy-to-use mobile app, letting you replace doom-scrolling while waiting for your train or coffee with actual learning. And it's visual because, well, just look at their app. If you've not used it before, you've likely never seen anything quite like it. Unlike traditional books, their animated explanations help you stay focused, understand concepts quickly, and actually retain what you learn. So join the millions of users learning with Imprint, including me. I'm taking their course called Essential Philosophy Theories and Thinkers, and you can do that too by using the link in the description. Plus, if you use that link, you'll get a free 7-day trial and get 20% off an annual plan when you sign up. Plus, they'll know that you came from us. So check it out, support the channel, and thanks for watching TLDR.